Hello and welcome to the program UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about Congress must act. That's correct, Congress must act. Now, we're talking about this report that Aero put forward a few days ago. We all know how awful it was. Congress had ordered the Defense Department to come up with this investigative report talking about UFOs, to turn over all the information that they had. And basically, this is going to be disclosure, disclosure, disclosure. What we got instead was denial, denial, denial. I've talked a little bit on the program about how just awful the report is, just filled with lies and inaccuracies. But we have an article here from thehill.com written by Marek von Rinnenkampf, dated 3/15/2024. This guy really, I think, did a spectacular job addressing this just horrible report, this propaganda nonsense that AERO has released, which is really nothing more than an insult to even an average person's intelligence. You can look at the history of UFOs. You can look at the personal experience that so many of us have had. You can look at the way that people who have reported these things have been depersoned, have been persecuted and attacked. You know something's there. And for the U.S. Government to come along, you know, and say after all these years that there's never been a legitimate UFO sighting happen. Well, that's just crazy on the face of it. And this author goes into a little bit about, you know, why Congress needs to act. I think Congress needs to set up some kind of a truth commission where they completely go do an end run around the Department of Defense and all these intelligence agencies and connect with us, the people. The people hiding the information, they don't deserve our respect or our trust anymore. They just need to get those guys out of the equation, send in you know, whatever kind of law enforcement you need to go pick up these unredacted files and publish them. Simple as that. It says, Pentagon's flawed UFO report demands congressional action. On March 8th, the Department of Defense published the most significant report on UFOs in at least two generations, a congressionally mandated historical review of U.S. government involvement with unidentified anomalous phenomena, or UAP. Unfortunately, the report from the Pentagon's All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office contains an array of striking omissions and one particularly egregious misrepresentation. The result is a misleading report, which, like so much government UFO-related propaganda over seven decades, tells the reader to just move on, nothing to see here. This is the kind of thing I would expect out of these guys if, say, they had a crashed, recovered UFO or metamaterial or some sort of ET alien, perhaps, or if they were in communication with these things. If they had something extraterrestrial or interdimensional in their possession, I would expect them to hide it from us. That's what I expect out of these guys. And this is what we're seeing here. They're trying to hide it from us by simply lying straight-faced, gaslighting you, telling you that nobody has ever seen a UFO. Move along. Nothing to see here. How ridiculous. To start, it makes no mention of how the U.S. government's official investigation of UFOs began. In a landmark 1947 memo, Lieutenant General and future chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Nathan Twining, stated that UFOs are real and not visionary or fictitious. He also described their flight characteristics as including extreme rates of climb, maneuverability, and action, which must be considered evasive when sighted or contacted by friendly aircraft and radar. It's 1947. They're seeing these things. They're talking about them. A lot of these guys are World War II vets. Imagine being a World War II vet, fighter pilot, having gone through all that over there, you know, in Europe or the Pacific or wherever, seeing a UFO and then being told by some desk jockey that what you saw was a figment of your imagination or swamp gas. Yes, how disrespectful. Nor does AERO's report mention to the earliest surveillance intelligence assessment of UFOs, a late 1948 analysis that found many UFO reports came from observers who, because of their technical background and experience, do not appear to be influenced by unfounded sensationalism nor inclined to report explainable phenomena as new types of aerial devices. And they knew the people that were reporting these things were expert witnesses. Like I said, a lot of them combat pilots. These guys have been through air combat. Do you think that they're going to be inclined to make a false UFO report? Give me a break. Citing reports from trained and experienced U.S. Weather Bureau personnel from 1947, the admitted document noted multiple observations of strange metallic disc with a flat bottom and a round top. Note that these incidents predated by several months the widely publicized June 1947 incident that catalyzed the flying saucer era. So it wasn't just the flying saucer that was spotted out there in Washington. Now, these things were all over the place, and they were seeing a lot of them in 1947. Like he says, trained and experienced U.S. Weather Bureau personnel. They knew the difference between a sundog and a UFO. Other incidents involved silver discs or balls and balls of fire that stalked World War II aircraft over Europe and Pacific theaters. The Associated Press, Reuters, New York Times, Newsweek, Stars and Stripes have the now defunct International News Service referred contemporaneously to mysterious silver-colored spheres and silver balls which float in the air. Although omitted by AARO, all of this historical background remains significant because to this day, images and videos continue to emerge of objects fitting similar descriptions. In fact, AARO's ex-director openly stated as much during a May 2023 NASA presentation on UAP that U.S. military personnel are observing, quote, metallic orbs all over the world, making very interesting apparent maneuvers. Notice how he used the conditional language there, apparent. No, Mr. Kirkpatrick, we have video of these things, and the movements aren't apparent. The movements are in fact. Moreover, AARO has not provided a plausible explanation for Navy aviators' more recent accounts, including one harrowing near collision with spherical objects exhibiting extraordinary flight characteristics. And you'll notice that they're not addressing the ones that were spotted down there at Eglin Air Force Base. Worst of all, AARO's review misrepresents the most exhaustive, comprehensive historical analysis of UFO incidents conducted on behalf of the Air Force by the Battle Memorial Institute in the early 1950s. According to AARO, the resulting report found that all cases that had enough data were resolved and explainable. And of course, we know that's just a bald-faced lie. Anytime they're using terms like all, never, man, you got to ask yourself what's going on here. And in typical fashion, the modern-day folks at AARO, they don't want to give any kind of credence or authority to voices of the past. It's all about themselves. It's very sociopathic nature in which they operate. It goes on and says, but this is not what Patel's analysis found at all. And AARO's misrepresentation of its conclusion speaks volumes. Well, yeah, they flat out lied to you. According to the Battelle analysis, as the quality of UFO reports improved, so too did the number with unknown explanations of the UFO cases considered excellent and with sufficient data to draw a conclusion. 33% were categorized as having unknown origin. Last, AARO states that it found no empirical evidence that the U.S. government and private companies had been reverse engineering extraterrestrial technology. But the report's categorical denials, alongside with recent commentary from AARO's former director, placed the agency in an awkward position. Christopher Mellon, the Pentagon's former top civilian intelligence officer, recently stated that key UAP whistleblowers did not trust AARO and went instead to Congress or the Inspector General of the intelligence community. But what happened with these guys down there in Florida at the Eglin Air Force Base? Didn't they make some kind of outreach to Matt Gaetz's office? Isn't that how he found out about this? AARO appears to have conducted little investigation beyond superficial interviews, whereas the intelligence community inspector general is a law enforcement official with formal investigative authorities. Well, we've settled along that AARO doesn't appear to be any kind of an investigative body whatsoever, not as far as I can see. The result is a remarkable disconnect between AARO's report and what members of Congress revealed after the Inspector General briefed them in January. Following the classified briefing of a bipartisan group of 16 members, five were quoted saying they found UAP whistleblower David Grush or his allegations to be credible, legit, or to have merit. Several members noted that the briefing gave them insights into specific locations and private defense contractors, seemingly aligning with Grush's claims. So here you have this collusion between government bureaucracies and these giant state corporations. Classic deep state. Such reactions, in tandem with the Inspector General's ongoing two-year investigation of Gresham's complaint, seem incongruous with Arrow's conclusion. Well, we know Arrow's lying to us. The Inspector General found Gresham's allegation that information was inappropriately concealed from Congress to be credible and urgent. Senator Marco Rubio, Republican Florida, Vice Chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, has since corroborated this finding. Senator Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Democrat, New York, along with a bipartisan group of five other senators, sponsored extraordinary legislation, largely mirroring Gresham's shocking allegations. In an extraordinary comments on the Senate floor, Schumer stated that, according to multiple credible sources, elements of the U.S. government have been withholding UFO-related information from Congress illegally. So even someone like Schumer here, he's starting to see, hey, man, maybe I'm losing some of my power. You know, yes, I've got the authority, but do I have the power? If you have the authority as a lawmaker, but they've got all the power because they've got all the guns and they've got weapons that are beyond guns and they've got means to listen in that make NSA look like child's play. Maybe these guys are keyed into some sort of interdimensional grid where they can hear everything everywhere from a God's eye view. How do we know? Wouldn't that be enough of an incentive for these people in the deep state to collude, to hold information about UFOs, aliens, and all this from us? If it gave them complete power and domination, they're going to say, hey, you can have all the authority you want, but you're not going to be able to enforce your authority because we have all the power. And we have all the power because we're plugged into whatever these extraterrestrial interdimensional things are. And the last thing in the world they want to do is share that knowledge with the rest of us, even if you include Schumer and Rubio in the us category. That goes on down here. It says, despite Arrow's former director repeatedly characterizing allegations of illicit UFO retrieval and reverse engineering efforts as baseless, the principal sponsor of Schumer's UAP Disclosure Act, Senator Mike Rounds, Republican South Dakota, indicated last week that the Senate will proceed with the legislation. In short, there seems to be a classic conflict of interest in the executive branch investigating itself. Congress, a co-equal branch of the government, does not suffer from this, and so, in the wake of Arrow's flawed report at a congressional select committee, like the one requested by Representative Eric Burleson, Republican Missouri, should step forward to separate fact from fiction. Now, the referring to the DOD as part of the executive branch, which means that we would be under the President of the United States. Well, how do you have an equal distribution of power in this branch when you've got people that have been in the Department of Defense for decades, and at most a president can serve for 8 years? You know, we have a lot of people think somehow the president's going to give us disclosure. I really don't think so. I had hoped, foolishly, I suppose, when Trump came into office that he might do something. But I see his recent comments, even about releasing the Kennedy assassination documents, where he said something to the effect of, if you knew what I knew, you wouldn't have released him either. What a silly thing to say. What a silly, stupid thing to say. We already know we can't trust our government. But maybe he's right. Maybe for those of us that still trust the government, for those people that still get angry when I question the safety and the intelligence of putting something in your body that comes in a syringe in which the person that's giving you that injection won't tell you what's going on inside that vial for at least 75 years. Put the secret sauce in. Don't ask questions. Trust your government. Well, maybe if Trump released those documents showing who was involved in the Kennedy assassination, might rock this country to its core. Maybe that's what this country needs, is a good rocking. I'm not talking about anything of violence or anything like that. I'm talking about the truth. Doesn't the good book say that the truth will set you free? A lot of people don't want us free. A lot of people don't want you to know what's in the secret sauce. A lot of people don't want you to know who was behind the murder of a president, a very popular president, by the way. And those same people, I think, don't want you to know what's going on with these UFOs and the collusion, perhaps, that's being engaged in between our own deep state and possibly what could be a very evil force that's here to do who knows what. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.